Thank you for praying with us today. We ask those who use our app to wait at the end of this prayer session for some important information if you haven't caught it already. But for now, have a blessed prayer time.
Today is Tuesday, the 22nd of April, in the first week of Eastertide. The monks of Glenstall Abbey sing Ubi Caritas Est Vera Deus Ibi Est. Wherever love is true, God is there. If there are people around you, take a moment to look at them. If you're alone right now, perhaps reflect back on your last moment with others. Look into their faces. Think of the lives they lead. When they get off this bus or this train, their work, their worries, their passions, their loves. God is present here, the God who is love. Present, living, dwelling in every one of these people and in you. Today's reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when the crowd heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, Brothers, what should we do? Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away. Everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added.
The This reading comes from Peter's long speech to his fellow Jews on the first Pentecost, after the resurrection. You may reflect on what he was doing, almost the last time that we saw him, and with the most terrible oaths he insisted that, "I do not know the man." Take a moment to reflect on what has happened to him since. Crowds ask, "What should we do?" Does this prayer come naturally to your lips as you listen? What is your answer? Now listen as this passage is read to you once more. Does anything really touch your heart about it?
Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when the crowd heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him." And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added.
That day, about 3,000 were added. This was clearly a monumental day for the advancement of the gospel. Perhaps this is something you would like to pray for in our current world. Or, as we close this time of prayer, what would you most like to say to God about your reflection time? Thank you. glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.
Thank you for waiting around for this short announcement. We have been listening to our community for the last few years and are now making changes to our app. We will be simplifying your daily prayer journey and hope that these changes will allow for a better service and an even smoother time of prayer. From the 28th of April, we will begin to phase in our new app experience over the coming weeks. This should happen automatically, so you don't need to download a different app. We believe that prayer should be between you and God. Therefore, we have strong privacy policies in place. However, this unfortunately means that we won't be able to carry forward any journal entries, favorited prayers, or downloads into our new app, as we do not store any data, and therefore can't migrate it. We're sorry for this and understand it will be difficult. However, we invite those who would like to save any journal entries to do so by copying and pasting the days they'd like to move over to a personal digital notebook on their own device. Also, you can note down any favourite prayer days and re-favourite any of them on the new app. You can also get in touch with us through our website or by emailing feedback@prayasyougo.org, and we can assist you. Although this is a new change, we hope that the app will bring about a fresh season and a steady home for your prayer life, and we have plenty of new content arriving for everyone too. Thank you for your support, and to everyone who has given financially towards this project. If you would like to support us in this new stage, please head over to prayasyougo.org/donate to take a look at our new website and to help grow prayer journeys for a global community. Thank you, and every blessing for Eastertide.